Go lead your team, Colonel. Your door gunners should guard the hog.
The idea of Strop and Wetbar on the 50s must have reassured Zone. He passed the headset jack to Wetbar, piled out, and oversaw the deplaning and deployment of his team. The area around the helo was trampled flat, empty except for the broken sandals, dropped staves or packs, ripped clothing, and other debris the Aquam had lost in their hysteria to get away. Zone had emerged with his rifle in his shoulder sling carry on his strong side, confident that his team could handle security and that he himself would spot any danger worth noting. He was concentrating on his troop disposition rather than the Aquam. Delicato watched him trot beyond the rotor's arc in a crouch, retrieving the boomer by cupping the stock and spinning it butt forward clockwise. He caught the fore end of the boomer as it came full turn and held the weapon ready but with no hint of tension. In answer, Delicato brought the helo's chain gun online. Slave to his visor, he elevated and traversed the weapon so that it was pointed at the ground between Zone's feet. Still, the colonel showed no surprise or disquietude.
"See you and raise you,"
Delicato muttered, more to himself.
"Let's find out just what kind of game we're playing here."
"Stand down, Daddy,"
Wetbar rasped from behind him. Delicato's eyes shifted to the payload bay rear view. Roust and Wetbar couldn't point the 50s on board due to the Pintle interrupter templates, but both had drawn their sidearms. Despite the armored seats, Zone's several mates had angles of fire for a headshot, and a flight helmet wouldn't be much protection against a baller round.
"This hand's over,"
Wetbar added.
"You lose, so fold 'em."